equation for the electron density. So here was the first pit. It was n times this, and the second term looked like that. But now I've got an equation that's got n on both sides, and they cancel out. And then I can solve for the chemical potential. And the result looks like this. I get the chemical potential is the Fermi energy minus something that goes like a T squared.
And it depends on the density of states at the Fermi energy and the derivative of the density of states at the Fermi energy. So one thing turned out good is that when T goes to zero, the chemical potential is the Fermi energy. So that we knew should work out. I put this approximately equal to sign here because we're using the Sommerfeld expansion. We did an expansion and we threw away the higher term. So it's only approximately equal. But it works pretty good because I had a student once plot the Sommerfeld expansion and really calculate for a free electron model in 3D the chemical potential. Those are the green and the blue lines here. And he really plotted it by solving this numerically. So the density of states for a three-dimensional free electron gas goes like a square root. And this is the Fermi energy. You choose the chemical potential in the Fermi energy. You do the integral, and you see if you get the right answer. If it's correct, you found it. If it's not, then you adjust the chemical potential and do the integral again. You keep going around until you find the chemical potential at every temperature that gives you the right electron density. So that's where the blue line, that's how the blue line was generated. And for free electron gas, the Sommerfeld expansion gives a really good approximation to how the chemical potential changes with temperature.